Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born March 18th in Cambridge, Massachusetts, he started his stand-up career in 1990, eventually moving to New York City, then Los Angeles, getting his big break on Comedy Central's Premium Blend, going on to host his own Comedy Central special and eventually releasing his own HBO special, Vicious Circle, launching a successful college tour that culminated in another HBO special, as well as hosting Saturday Night Live. He launched a career in acting that found him starring in such films as Employee of the Month, and My Best Friend's Girl, and more. And now he's back on the road with his all-new Tell It Like It Is tour. Please welcome, Dane Cook.
Hey brother, how you been?
Johnny, hey man.
I can't believe you're going back out on tour, man, but you're not getting to Kansas City yet. The closest one is going to be Ames, Iowa, which, hell man, it's not a far drive. I'll come up to that.
I know. You guys got to commit. Stevens Auditorium. That's a great gig.
It'll be fun. And then maybe after that, when you start to put more legs on, we get the Kansas City date put on.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole goal with this tour was this year is I'm coming up on 30 years doing stand-up.
God.
So I'm going to roll all through this year, and then we're going to add a bunch of dates for 2020. So I'm sure I'll be in your neck of the woods, but thanks for chatting with me today.
Oh, anytime, man. It's what a career. You think 30 years... And we were talking about how incredible, I remember wondering of movies, like My Best Friend's Girl, falling into that movie, like sitting on the couch one day, and I went, oh, look, it's a Dane Cook, I've never seen this. And by the end, thinking, Jesus Christ, this might be one of my favorite movies I've ever seen. It truly an amazing, some of the greatest lines, some of the greatest moments I've ever seen in comedy.
Man, it's cool because, you know, when you're coming up doing stand-up comedy, you know, I grew up watching my favorite comedians eventually get to do movies. You know, the Eddie Murphys or guys like, you know,
yeah,
Carlin or Pryor. So the fact that I got invited to the party and have been able to do a bunch of film work and TV it's just such a kick in the butt, man. It's awesome. I love it.
Well, you think, what was it, 28 years it had been since an album had hit the way yours did and went to number 4 on the Billboard charts. And was it 28 years between comedians getting albums to chart like that?
Yeah, it was actually one of my heroes, Steve Martin, was the last guy to do it, to break that top 5 on Billboard. So when I got that call, I mean, that was literally a life-changing moment. My life the week before that album was, you know, I was a college act, and I was, you know, building up this young demographic that people really didn't know what to do with. And then suddenly I was on the cover of Rolling Stone and Time Magazine, and the whole thing became... The pipe dream started becoming my daily routine.
So crazy. And yeah, everything sold out, every arena, legendary Madison Square Garden, you and Dice. I mean, that's what you think of when you go sold out Madison Square Garden. That's you and Andrew Dice Clay.
But it's really wild, man, because I guess I'm a little nostalgic because coming up on 30 years,
yeah,
even though the big gigs are always so exciting to talk about and reflect on, but truly, I think back and I go, I'm in it 30 years. When I started, I didn't know if I would make 30 days doing stand-up comedy. I literally did my first gig. I got a few laughs. I felt pretty good about it. And then I remember thinking to myself, if by the end of May I'm still getting laughs, I'm going to try to do this as my full-on career. So I remember a time,
yeah,
that I didn't even think I'd make it a month.
I feel
here I am 30 years later.
I feel the same way. Like I thought I got into radio, it'll last 6 months and they'll figure out it's a joke.
Right.
And then a year and then it'll never go 5, it'll never go 10. Yeah, and then suddenly you're looking back at it going, holy cow. And the stand-up tour, like the idea, like the high points are Madison Square Garden, but the idea to get to see a Dane Cook, a Guns N' Roses in a more intimate situation is like,
yeah,
that's where you really go. That's how you get excited. That's worth going to Ames, Iowa for. Like, I'll drive up there to see
that's interesting that you say that, because with this tour and these venues, this whole tour this year, it's been some of my favorite because when I meet people at the meet and greet after and we're chatting, they're saying to me, hey, I've seen you two or three times over the last 10 years, but I was so far from the stage, I couldn't even really see your
right.
facial expressions. I had to watch you on a screen overhead. So to be in the room and feel connected truly to everybody there is a new level of performance for me, and I love it. I feel like these are some of my best shows yet. In fact, I know that because every night people are leaving and coming up and saying, man, the show exceeded my expectations. So
well,
I hope
of course.
People come out and see it and have a you know night of their life.
The Tell It Like It Is tour. Well, of course, man. I mean, listen, you are, your legendary status in comedy is already cemented. It's there. This, everything you do from that point on is out of pure enjoyment, out of pure, like, let's go have fun. Let's like, and to me, that how incredibly freeing. You no longer have to fear, like, there's no such thing as failure anymore. You're already there. So you can go as far as you want, say the things you really wanted to say. You don't have to hold anything back anymore.
But it's interesting because the one thing that the through line for that, and it doesn't matter if you're a month in or 30 years or 60 years in, I'm assuming, is that there's that desperation as a comic that we all have
yes.
before we get on the stage
yes.
where we're in our head going, I just want to get that first big laugh
yes.
so I can just ride that wave. And that's remained, and I hope it's always there. You know,
yeah.
that little bit of fear that you have before you see the on-air light go or live.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, before they say your name and you take the stage. That's the moment that I know that I'm still loving it like day one, is I still want to a level of expertise the minute I get out there.
Right.
So it's just been awesome, man. This tour, this show, it's been a blast.
Anytime, man. Ames, Iowa, I know is the show at this point, but then it's going to stretch into next year. And Dane, let's get a Kansas City date, spend some time, and I can't wait to see you, my friend. Congratulations.
Kansas City, and let me roll through there so we can hang and chat a bit more, man.
Anytime, man. The great Dane Cook. Thank you, Dane.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.